Hello everyone, this is episode 1 of Geek for Chic, a weekly independent podcast where I will bring you the gaming news and comic news of DC Universe. I'm Billy Spencer, and thanks for tuning in. This week, feature game I want to talk about is Pokemon White for DS. I chose this game because everyone else I knew got black. The game starts out the same as any Pokemon game. You choose a gender, you choose your name, and you choose what Pokemon you want. The three types of Pokemon is fire, water, and grass. I chose fire because the Pokemon looked like a pig. I mean, I thought it was cute and silly, but you know. Well, as you may know, you're sent to travel the land and find and catch all the Pokemon. And in your travels, you run into bad guys who don't claim themselves as bad guys. What they want to do is free the Pokemon of humans' grass. I'm just gonna call them hippies. Well, these hippies try to get in your way, and you as a trainer just want to get all the badges, but they always want to fight you. Everywhere, basically every town you go, they'll be there and you have to fight them. And you try to convince you that their way is right and your way is wrong. The main villain in the game, I believe, is N. Yeah, that's a good name, N, because I guess they couldn't come up with a better name. Just one letter. The game itself is different. I see moves like one that boosts attacks, chains to where they are very helpful now. And used to, in previous Pokemon games, they seem to do nothing at all. I found that that was very good. It gave you more variety in moves and made you second guess yourself of what to choose as a move and what not to choose. The gym leaders are the hardest opponents I think you would fight in this game. I believe they literally make you either train your main Pokemon a lot or go out and get one that can do good against their type of Pokemon, whether it be fire, water, ice, or whatever they have, and train them. The 3v3 battle in Pokemon is pretty good. It's just a 3-on-3 type of thing. It's something new, and it brings a little more variety into the game. Each gym is different with the Pokemon types, and each gym has some sort of path or puzzle. If you may see them in the story, and Pokemon is better than others, of course, it's not the best. This story does have a good one. Other ones really didn't. You just plowed through it. But it's different and it gets to the point instead of dragging on with useless dialogue. In Pokemon White, I found it easier to get HMs, like HM Cut and whatnot. I got it really fast. In other Pokemon games, it took like 2 or 3 gems to get it. Or it took some finding and time. Also, TMs are forever. You can reuse them all you want and they won't go away, so you don't have to keep on buying them, which is very useful. There's a lot to explore in Pokemon White. As you battle your way to the Elite Four and uncover the reason why Team Plasma are up to you, I would highly recommend this game because it will last you a while and it's fun to play with friends. If you do, I give Pokemon a 4 out of 5. It has great gameplay and very new features in the Pokemon games. The music is pretty good to listen to, but again, it's just another Pokemon game. Well, now I want to get to you with the gaming news in video games. Microsoft is gearing up their next Xbox 360 update, updating the 360 disc format. But it needs gamers' help by testing out a few things. The program was announced to be for US consoles by signing up at Microsoft Connect website and filling out a survey. US gamers can volunteer to take part in a preview program. Participants will receive a copy of Halo Reach and maybe other rewards for their trouble. But, and this is a big but, the program is not without risk. Microsoft warned that due to the nature of pre-release software updates, there's a chance participants could wind up with non-functioning systems. The agreements make no mention of Microsoft repairing systems broken as a result to the update. And whatever I think about this, I think this is a good thing to do a software update for a CD format. But I think what they're just doing with the CDs is, an Xbox 360 disc is 7 point something gigabytes, but they only use 6 point something gigabytes. What I think it's just going to do is let them use the full capacity of the disk instead of having it able to use a Blu-ray type of disk, which people are, I think, are hoping for. I would probably participate in it, but then again, I won't. I mean, you just get Halo Reach, that's about it, but you're risking your system. If they said that they would repair the system if something happened, I would go on for it. But until then, I would stay away from it. This could be a good thing for Xbox 360 games to hold more information in the disk instead of having two different disks for games like Final Fantasy XIII. Okay, EA is making an MMO that will revolutionize the genre. Hopefully this year EA will bring out Star Wars The Old Republic. I know a lot of people that are participating in that game, like no other. I kind of want it, but then I kind of don't. From BioWare in Austin, Texas is making it, and I trust BioWare and their RPGs. I'm just interested in how they would do in an MMO environment. But apparently it is not the only MMO being made by EA. Apparently at EA, they are hiring people who are expertise in MMOs for an unannounced game in Electronic Arts in Redwood City, California. I think that people see how much success WoW is, that they want a piece of that market, but there's only so much they can take, because a lot of people who've been in the MMO genre, gamers, aren't going to leave WoW for a new MMO. They need a reason to leave WoW. Not just graphics, but gameplay. What's new that's bringing to the plate? Is it just going to be a different type of environment? Like, it's going to be set in a, like, Star Wars World Republic. It's going to be lightsabers, battleships, and all that. WoW is a fantasy-based game that's based in basically a Dungeons and Dragons type of theme. I think that's a good competition. They're gonna have a lot of good competition with Star Wars MMO. I think BioWare's gonna do a decent job. I don't know how good job they're gonna do, but we'll find out when the game hits. Hopefully it's gonna be good, and hopefully we can have people who can play different MMOs instead of just going to WoW, because it's the most popular now. In other news, Duke Nukem is sexist. Why? I never heard this before. I never heard Duke Nukem sexist. Well, that's a lie. Well, apparently, to Fox News, the 1999 Duke Nukem 3D, which made millions and, well, pretty much transformed video games, is getting a bit of hate. And Fox is saying that the game shows women as strippers and prostitutes, but I'm assuming the trailer of Duke Nukem holding two girls who look like lesbians, what made them even more furious, as it showed that Duke Nukem was a man, and every woman loves him. A new multiplayer mode of Duke Nukem Forever called the Babe multiplayer mode has Duke carrying a woman or babe around, and if she yells, players have the option to hit her or slap her on the butt, so I heard. The game has an M rating for a reason, people. No one forces people to buy it, and it's people like this who can't seem to take a joke, and only the harm that makes freedom of speech hard in gaming, in the gaming world. I mean, it's getting harder for developers to get their thoughts out there, because it might offend someone, and then they had to change up their game, and it's just ridiculous. There's better things to argue about. Duke Nukem was set for May 3rd, but got pushed back to June 10th. But when it hits, I'm sure everyone will hail to the king. Of course, I'm gonna buy it. I don't know about anyone else. Well, in comic and movie comic news, I wanted to bring up the remake of Wonder Woman. The TV series is having people having mixed reactions. The first real Wonder Woman was made in 1974, when I remember the first real show, and the woman who played the Amazon's princess, Diana Kathy Lee Crosby for its time. It was a decently good show, and in my opinion, I watched a few, and well, to me, she played a damn good Wonder Woman. Then, the New Adventures of Wonder Woman were on TV, and Linda Carter was just the Diana, because she played the role perfectly. She looked exactly like Wonder Woman. Now, the year is 2011, and we have a new Wonder Woman, Adrienne Palicki, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, I don't know, who will play Diana Prince. Now, they released a costume, picture of the costume of Wonder Woman, and a lot of people did not like it. Why was she wearing blue boots and not red? Why are her pants shiny? But they soon heard the fans and changed her boots to red, and well, the pants not shiny at all. Let's hope they stick to the comics for this one and hope it's a good show. I don't see who's going to be watching it though. I mean, I can see my girlfriend watching. I can see girls who are in college watching this, girls who are in high school. A couple guys may watch it. I don't see a lot of guys watching it though, but I think it's going to be a good show. Better than Smallville. That show is just so glad that show's gonna end. But anyways, Amy Adams will play Lois Lane in Zack Snyder's Superman. This is a reboot of Superman series. Snyder has also directed Sucker Punch, 300 Watchmen. Will be directing this film. They have a cast so far: Clark Kent, / Superman as Henry Cavill, Diana Lee as Martha Kent, who is also known in movies such as The Perfect Storm, Jumper, Jack, and many others, and Kevin Costner as Jonathan Kent, who is known for Dances with Wolves, The Untouchables, Robin Hood, Prince of Teens, Thieves, and many others. Zack Snyder has said that Superman needs to be physical. That I think can mean Superman needs a villain that can match his Kryptonian power. The villain is unclear, but people are speculating that it would be General Zod. I don't know if it will be General Zod. I don't think it will be him, but I'm hoping it would be someone who can really kick Superman's ass. Probably Bizarro. Bizarro sounds pretty cool, but I'm hoping this movie will be good. The last Superman movie that aired in 2008 was really bad. It was just like a pretty boy Superman, not really good. What I think Zack Snyder is doing, he wants a manly Superman. He doesn't want a pretty boy Superman because, well, he wants to make this a good movie, and I have faith in him. Also hoping that The Dark Knight Rises is going to be good. It's going to have Bane and Catwoman and Falcone, the Sun, I believe. I believe this is going to be the end of Batman, unless someone decides to keep doing it. But it's the last one that Christopher Nolan is going to direct. I believe it's he's going to break the bat, and I think Catwoman's going to be an ally in this movie, but then turn a villain at the end. I'm hoping that, I'm not really sure how the story is going to go, but I'm going to have to read up on the comics on the, it's something Halloween. I'll get the name of it later, but I'm going to have to read up on that. I read up already on Bane Breaks the Bat, and thought that was really good. I just hope that a lot of people don't expect this to be, oh my god, good. I think it's going to be really good, but I don't think it's going to win any Grammys. There's a lot of comic book movies coming out. There's Captain America the First Avenger. There's Green Lantern. They're working on the Hulk TV series reboot. I guess they're going to try and find a new director for Wolverine Origins or Wolverine 2, because the other director just didn't want to be in a different country for a year, so because he didn't want to be away from his family, so he's not going to direct Wolverine 2. There's X-Men First Class. I saw a trailer of that and I was like, this is gonna suck. I believe it's gonna suck. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Marvel movies. They make some good movies, but a lot of times they don't make good ones. They're rebooting Spider-Man. Basically, Spider-Man is getting a little darker. This one, the villain is supposed to be the Lizard Man. And I think that's a good way to start it. But, and hopefully if they do Venom again, they'll do Venom right. And get someone who's not someone you saw in that 70s show. And they're also working on Supergirl. They're working on a lot of movies. There's a lot of movies that are going to be made from comics to movies. But a lot of people don't really know the stories behind the movies, what they were from. I remember Scott Pilgrim. No one seemed to read the comics of Scott Pilgrim before they watched the movie. And they didn't really get it. To me, that's a movie where you may want to read the story because it tells you everything. The movie was really good and I thought that they nailed it. Michael Cera played a good Scott, even though in a lot of other movies he's not really good, but that one he did really good, and it was pretty funny. It was very retro gamey. I know kids this time of age aren't gonna get it probably, but back then we got it. That's what it's all about. There's a lot of games coming out for the next couple of months. There's Duke Nukem Forever. It's gonna come out. I'm gonna get that. Mortal Kombat. I played the demo. That looks really good. Hoping that it is good, and I hope it's people get it so online can be good too. I mean, but that seems like a fighting game that I would have more fun with if I was playing the same room with people around me instead of by myself online. Because that's how me and my brothers used to do it with Mortal Kombat. The old ones, we would just play that for hours and hours together, busting out fatalities and all that. The Mortal Kombat this year fatalities look really good. I like the X-ray moves, but I can see the X-ray moves being a little abused, and I can see them getting nerfed because they seem to do a lot of damage. And another game that's coming out that I'm really excited about is Batman Arkham City, where basically it's a free roam game. I mean, I love Batman Arkham Asylum. The only beef I had with Batman Arkham Asylum, a lot of the boss fights looked the same. It was basically someone who was steroid up, and you had to find them. But that's okay, it was still a great game. This one, basically, there's going to be a lot of villains. I see there's going to be Two-Face, Harley Quinn is back, then Joker's back. Hugo Strange is there. Catwoman's there. I'm hoping you're going to like get some allies, probably. But we'll see. We'll see when that comes out. It's going to come out in October, I believe. And let's see, another game that's been wanting to come out is Twisted Metal, the new one. The new one that's going to come out is Twisted Metal. It looks really good. It looks really fun. Just mayhem. Just mindless game playing. I mean, the multiplayer looks fantastic. It looks great. It looks like it's going to be really blast, and Sweet Tooth is coming back. And I remember when they announced it at E3, I was just like, fuck, yeah, that is going to be the shit. Because he just came out in an ice cream truck with a freaking weapon in his hand. It was just, wow, it was just great. I see a lot of developers just rebooting old games for the new systems, and I'm really digging it. Especially the HD remixes. I hope they keep doing the HD remixes. I mean, I can only hope Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 would be HD remix, because it would be really, really nice to play it on my PS3 and not have to play it on the PS2. And hoping they also have some news on Kingdom Hearts 3. I know they don't want to work on it until they have Final Fantasy out, but we have Final Fantasy 13 2 coming out. I believe that's going to be like a 10-2. It's not gonna, I don't know, it just, I have a feeling it's going to be like 10-2. And then we have Final Fantasy 13 Versus, and then hope to God that we'll work on Kingdom Hearts. Well, right now I'm playing Dragon Age 2, and I'm really, really liking it. I'm liking the story, I'm really liking the game, and how the gameplay and combat system is. Compared to Dragon Age Origins, the combat system is really, really good. It's really tuned. Basically, Dragon Age Origins, you're a Grey Warden, and, you know, people are trying to frame you for something you didn't do, so you basically are trying to clear yourself, the Grey Wardens, and you're trying to stop the Blight, because you're trying to get that, the general who, basically turned his back away when your clan needed him the most at Ostagar. You want to get him back because he was the reason why King Kaelin, who was the king of Ferelden, why he let him die. That's the reason why he died. So you travel and try to, not only are you trying to take this man down, you are gaining allies from the elves, from the wolves, or the werewolves, or the dwarves, and just many different places. You're trying to gain allies from the mage's circle, and on the way you strengthen your friendships of your party and get to know the story that they have more, and you fight bosses. The boss battles are pretty easy, they're pretty straightforward. Some can be really hard, some get overrun. One thing you might want to do is stock up on a lot of potions. That helps a lot, and make your group like healer, tank, and damage. But the boss battles are pretty good. The combat system is pretty simple. You just, you know, you press a button and you wait for your character to do the action, and then you press it again when it's up, different buttons. But with Dragon Age 2, you're basically you get saved by Flemeth, who in Dragon Age 1 was Morrigan's mother, but Morrigan found out that Flemeth was basically wanting to train her and let her get stronger so that way she can take over her body. So you have a chance to fight Flemeth's dragon form, which I did. It was pretty hard because it was just a lot of crap going on, but basically I had to like put my tank out there and leave my range pretty far away so the fire won't get them and have just be down on the dragon. Well, Flemeth in this one, she looks different. She has pretty awesome armor. I mean, she turns into a giant dragon, but the armor just looks pretty good. And she's, I haven't got that far in Dragon Age 2. I'm not sure what her intentions are, but I think she wants to find Morrigan, and I have a feeling you're gonna find Morrigan. But you, what you can do is you import your save file from Dragon Age Origins or Awakening, and you can use the plot story in Dragon Age 2. And I ran into some characters that I had in Dragon Age Origins. It's just really cool to get to know those characters more, even more than you already do. And you play as Hawk, and you basically just run around and do people's errands, pretty much, for money. And, you know, you don't know what's going on. She gives you an amulet to send to the Dalish Elves, and you don't know what it does, what's it for, what's the plot, what's going on. The combat system is really good compared to 1, because Dragon Age Origins, it was just wait, time attack. This one you can just you can attack while you're waiting for your attacks to build up. The stamina gets depleted pretty fast as you lose different attacks, but The combat is pretty fast paced. I like it. And let's see, the inventory is kind of different. It's pretty different. I mean, you have your junk and all that, the same, your junk armor, weapons, inventory, it's the same, but just looks different. The leveling up system is really good. It's easier for people who don't know what to choose. Why do I choose this? What talent do I choose? You can make a character any way you want, depending on the class you chose. And you can change your companions to raise your skill on different, you know, some people have to have a rogue so he can open lockboxes, and you just up one his skills to make his skill in lockpicking better. And you have potion making, you have poison making, it's all the same. What they did, I think, is they just fine-tuned the engine, made it better. The storytelling is good. Let's see. And it's just really good so far. I'm really liking it. I'm 11 hours in. I feel nowhere near close to the end at all, even halfway, but I'm hoping that it gets better. And then I'm hoping that, you know, you meet a Grey Warden, because that'd be really cool. And then after that, I'm probably gonna finish Yakuza 3. I still need to finish that game. I stopped out of nowhere, but I'm gonna finish that. I need to finish Fallout New Vegas 2, and I also need to finish Final Fantasy 13. I'm probably never gonna finish Final Fantasy 13. I did that. It's hard to do it again. It's hard to get into it for me, but I'll see what I can do. And well, that's all I have to say for today. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time for Geek for Chic, when I bring the news I have and my opinions I have in the gaming world and comics. Thanks for listening.